This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. When you think of Alzheimer's, you think of plaque, also known as amyloid plaque. Now, for 30 years, clumps of these proteins have been suspected of causing the memory loss that comes with Alzheimer's. But at least three new studies are showing that these plaques might not be the driving force behind the disease. That could affect how we diagnose and how we treat it. This new theory could be critical for the 47 million people all over the world who currently have Alzheimer's and the 76 million who will have it by the year 2030. Dr. Troy Rowan is a professor at Boise State who studies Alzheimer's disease, and he is here live in studio to talk about these new theories. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's just start with the basics, okay? For about 30 years now, as I mentioned, scientists thought that amyloid plaque caused memory loss in Alzheimer's. So what is that plaque?
Well, it's kind of like plaque in your arteries or plaque on your teeth. This is plaque on the brain. And it comes about because of a sticky protein molecule called beta amyloid begins to accumulate and forms these extracellular plaques that litter the brain of an Alzheimer's patient.
So new studies, though, which include the UC San Francisco Memory and Aging Center, UC San Diego School of Medicine, and then one that you put together at Boise State University, all point to a different protein, though, and this is called the tau protein. And this might be the real culprit. What are we finding with that?
So it's always been known that in order to have had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, you need both. You need the presence of both beta amyloid plaques and these tangles that are principally composed of tau. That's basically makes the brain cell lose its shape. So that's never been a question. It's been the sequence. So it's always thought that beta amyloid is kind of the match that lights the fire and that the tangles then follow. And then that leads to neuronal cell loss and symptoms. And so that's why clinically, the therapeutic window, you usually want to target the earliest step, which is beta amyloid. And so that's why a tremendous amount of resources has poured into targeting beta amyloid because it's the earliest known step. Many scientists believe that beta amyloid accumulates years, maybe even decades, before you get symptoms. So there's this huge therapeutic window. Well, the problem with the theory is looking at these drugs in clinical trials, which is what my paper is about, really. Mm-hmm. It's a summary of randomized clinical trials on these drugs that specifically target beta amyloid. None of them have worked. They have worked in terms of target engagement. They all are able to target beta amyloid and remove it, but none of them have improved cognition in these Alzheimer's patients. And moreover, some of them have actually patients have actually worsened cognitively.
So is this potentially because the tau in the brain may be causing the memory loss, these tangles, these proteins?
Yes, because so you have to think about the beta amyloid really is an extracellular outside of the neuron. The neuron is the brain cell that's special. It's what communicates and allows us to do, mm-hmm. to think and have memories and to be human. The tangles are happening within the neuron itself. The beta amyloid is exterior, and it's thought that that neurons don't like it. And in turn, that's what leads to the tangles forming. So again, there was this hierarchy, and this has been known as the beta amyloid hypothesis, where the first step in the process is the production of beta amyloid in Alzheimer's patients. That in turn leads to tangles, and then that in turn leads to neuronal cell loss and symptoms. And so again, therapeutically, it seemed to be a wise choice to target beta amyloid.
We're speaking with Boise State professor Dr. Troy Rowan, who studies Alzheimer's disease. So if I'm understanding this right, what these studies are potentially showing is that you have both of these, as you've said. You've got the amyloid plaque and you have the tau protein. But yet, is it the protein or the plaque that may actually have been helping then when this comes in? But if we're But if we're trying to destroy the plaque for the last 30 years, and you're saying through your studies that that's not working.
Well, it's not working in terms of clinical trials. The drugs are failing. And you look at a 99% failure rate, $3.5 billion spent on research and development in the last 4 years. So here's what is emerging. The tau or the tangles may in fact be the driver of the disease. We don't know, based on what we're seeing about beta amyloid, it may play a role. We don't know what role it's playing in the disease. It may be, you know, it's always tricky trying to establish cause and effect. And so these new studies are clearly showing that the tangles may actually drive the disease pathology. And that is, a lot of scientists have believed this for a long time. But and there are therapeutics in clinical trials that are targeting this aspect of the disease. But again, I go back to the rationale that you typically want to target the earliest step. Well, now I think the field is trying to refocus. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a lot more focus on the tangle aspect of the disorder.
Does this completely just annihilate the 30 years of research? But even as you said, just in the last 4 years, $3.5 billion spent on Alzheimer's research, but a 99% failure rate. I mean, what happens now?
Well, you know, they always say you learn more from your failures than your successes. And we certainly have had plenty of failures to learn from in the Alzheimer's field. I think that the field, you have to listen to the data, and what the data are clearly telling us is that removing beta amyloid in patients with Alzheimer's does not improve cognition to any large extent. And so we've learned a lot. You learn a lot when you run these clinical trials, but the problem with failing is that you scare away these pharmaceutical companies that have the money to run these trials. Cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're already seeing pharmaceutical companies shut down their Alzheimer's programs. That's the fear. So we need something to happen soon, right, to kind of turn around the results that we're getting in clinical trials. And I think from what we've learned in these last 5 years that will happen, because now we're seeing a lot more breadth in terms of targets, not just the pathology, but other aspects of trying to actually treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's.
So this could potentially be game changing for, we're talking 47 some million people around the world who have Alzheimer's. Does this new research, though, mean a setback for a while for these folks? Or again, I mean, when we look at 47 million people currently having this, and it's not just the people that have it. I mean, these are, you know, then you put the caretakers, right? I mean, there are so many people who are affected by this disease.
No, I mean, it's a devastating disease in all regards. I don't think it's a setback, because even if we look at beta amyloid, there's one beta amyloid drug that a company called Biogen that stopped the clinical trial 6 months ago, and then all of a sudden in October, this is unheard of, said that they were going to file with the FDA for approval. And they did a reanalysis of the data and actually showed with their beta amyloid drug that they were able to see a 30% improvement in daily living activities. So again, there have been lots of failures, but we're beginning to see some glimmers of hope. Mm-hmm. And also, I think when we start looking at the other 60 or so clinical trials that are ongoing right now as we speak, targeting other aspects, something's going to come out, because most of us in the field realize that this is a potential epidemic and that we cannot stand pat with Alzheimer's disease.
And ultimately, it does come down to that money to be able to do the research, to be able to do these clinical trials.
Yes, absolutely. It's and I think Congress actually has done its job in the last few years. We've seen a very a significant increase in the amount of funding that goes to Alzheimer's research. In fact, my most recent NIH grant is probably happened because of this increase in funding. And so I think at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level across the world, we realize that this is a disease that we need to have more effective treatments.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking more about this. This is fascinating. We've been talking with Dr. Troy Rowan. He's a professor at Boise State. He studies Alzheimer's disease, and we were talking about this new theory about what causes memory loss in Alzheimer's patients. Again, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.